texting while eating? Is that something you do while having a meal with a friend or relative? Has it occurred to you that it's rude? And texting while eating can have an impact on your weight. Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger with the Boston Globe, joining us now to talk about it. Hey, Deborah.
Hey there.
It's often been said that increased technology has caused us to lose our interpersonal skills, and I guess texting while having dinner with someone is a case in point, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because, the researchers did a survey this week by the USC Annenberg Center for the Digital Future, and they found that, most people really find it quite rude to be sitting across the table from someone who's texting. But interestingly, the older people over the age of 40, were more offended by it than younger folks. And also people who own smartphones were more offended by it than those who own cell phones that did not have texting capability. So it's kind of interesting to see the cultural divide there.
What about your health? How does this texting while eating affect that?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think that it's one of those distractions, when they talk about when you eat, you should really try to eat mindfully, really try to pay attention to your food, enjoy the taste, the texture, enjoy the company that you're with in the moment. And when you do that, you tend to eat more slowly and you tend to also not eat as much because you're focusing on what you're eating and allowing yourself to, really sense if your stomach is getting full. And when you are eating, when you're texting, distracted by that, you may even have no idea how much you're eating and just sort of, eat whatever's in front of you or, eat out of a bag of chips and not realize till you get to the bottom of the bag how much you've eaten. So I think that there's definitely a health benefit to, putting down those phones when you're picking up the food.
So it's just like watching television or something while you're eating. You just don't keep up with how much you're eating.
And I think even more so because, if you think about texting, you're picking up your phone, you have to hold it, you have to look at it, it really requires more of your brain attention. You're sitting in front of a television, you can at least glance at the food, but texting requires even more. So, I think it's probably much better for our digestive systems, much better for our waistlines if we just, focus on the food that we're eating and really enjoying the experience as opposed to, multitasking and thinking about, what message we have to answer from the person who's 100 miles away.
And kind of if you're having dinner with someone, enjoying their company rather than texting someone else.
Absolutely. And, it really is, psychologically, it's much better for relationships. People think that they need to constantly be feeding their electronic friends, people who are far away. But really, it's the people who are right in front of you that you want to be paying attention to, when you're out and when you're doing things. And people do appreciate that. And I think that we're losing that a little bit, when you see with younger people saying that it doesn't bother them as much when they're sitting across the table from a friend who's checking email or texting because they probably do the same thing. It really does do damage to our interpersonal relationships, that there's something about, being with the person that you're with who's right in front of you rather than thinking about the next meetup that you're going to have, an hour down the road.
Thanks a lot, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. It is 12:25.